When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two underway here on a Tuesday afternoon. Let me also just say, we got kind of like sidetracked by me yelling at Grant, which is my fault. How about kudos to our guy, AMAC? Not only is he the esteemed producer of this show and mixes things up and does anything that I ask him and does it very happily, and he keeps Cowboy B in check. What do you got over there, Cowboy B? Some ice cream? Did you go over to steal some ice cream? Oh, a cupcake. Oh, that's right. There is cupcakes. But speaking of food, AMAC called me this morning. He's like, hey, man. He's like, you want anything from Chick-fil-A? And I was like, oh, man, you don't need to do that. I just don't have cash. You know, like I was already on the road. I had passed the bank. What? No, I got you. So when I came in, AMAC had a bag of Chick-fil-A, little waffle fries, a chicken sandwich that I have not eaten. Now, you got me the pretzel bun thing with the bacon
It should be the pretzel bun, but they forgot our sauces, so who knows?
Oh, they did. They did.
Yeah, who knows? And, you know, I got Cowboy B and Max both calling me fake now because I've never brought them food, but it's like, you know. Ask them how many times they got, you know, breakfast, didn't ask your boy if he wanted anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You guys wait until Friday when he's, well, I guess you're sort of here now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Between your schedule and my schedule, we're still not working together really much on Fridays.
Yeah.
But or at least in person or whenever. But these guys, they never ask me either.
That's the problem with today's age. Everybody just wants to be included. Like nobody can just, you know, oh, he did something nice for Rooster.
I know.
Let's just leave it there.
I'm very appreciative.
No, I got you.
Of you doing, you know, picking up lunch for me and offering and calling. And I didn't even see your initial.
Yeah, you were about to miss out.
Text message. I was. Yeah. I was busy. Yeah. I was busy trying to get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. I very much appreciate it. It's very kind of you. Unlike Cowboy B, you treat me with respect.
Are you saying Cowboy B doesn't treat you with respect? I don't treat Cowboy B with respect?
No. Cowboy B, he looks at me as a nuisance. He looks at me as somebody who is just out to get him.
Got
to
get on the mic, bro.
But in reality, I'm just here to try and, you know, prop him up to elevate his game.
I feel like how much we talk about Cowboy B and how much you just slander him,
mm-hmm.
The audience probably has a way different.
You think so?
A very different perspective of Brian, who we call Cowboy B.
Yeah, you think they think that I'm mad at him, or that I don't treat him right?
No, they probably think that he's like just some disrespectful lunatic who just happens to be in our studio and doesn't pay us any attention.
Right. And only chimes in randomly.
He says, well.
In between licking his cupcake.
We don't got to get a play-by-play.
I was going to say, I mean, it looked a little weird when I looked over and I saw you like a cat licking the top of the cupcake frosting. That's so weird. That is pretty weird, Cowboy B. By the way, Navy Mo, who's never shy with his opinion, says he loves the show and he's got Grant and Danny and B. Mitch and Finley as a backup, but this is his number one choice, which I appreciate very much. But he said... he said those guys are there when he goes wacky, like having cowgirls and giant segments. He says, I bet Dallas and New York don't have segments dedicated to the Commanders. So obviously he's taking a cheap shot at you, Cowboy B, and you, AMAC. Navy Mo, not happy with either one of you two guys. Not happy. And what was that sign that you just made? You look, wham, 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 wham? Oh, okay. So, Navy Mo, despite your service to the country and despite your patronage to the show, which we very much appreciate, Cowboy B basically told you to go kick all the rocks. It's the way I interpreted it. But I love you anyway. I love you. I love you. But I think for now we'll keep the Cowboy B segment, the Cowboy Stock Report, and all things AMAC. Because I kind of like it. It's fun. Gives us a little something to do. All right, back to the phones we go. 301-230-0980. Is Jaden Daniels in any way, in any sort of meaningful path to becoming the next RG3, whether it be as an injury-prone quarterback, whether it be as somebody who ultimately became a disappointment, whether it be because of a loud parent or a parent that got involved, whatever the case might be. Is there anything to it? I say, and Mike Jones said, no. Because Jaden is much, much, much more mature, emotionally stable, what have you. That doesn't mean Robert was a bad guy. Robert just did some things that weren't cool, is the best way I would put it. That weren't cool. I don't think you have any of that with Jaden. His mom had a little bit of a history at Arizona State. That seemed to go away at LSU. And now it's sort of, this isn't the first time she's tweeted about, hey, stop comparing my son to RG3. And now RG3 has responded, and Robert was professional, and he didn't say anything wrong that I saw. But you don't want this war going on between the fan base, Jaden, the organization, Robert, and Jaden's mom. That's five legs of this thing. You don't want any of that. None of that. Because all it does is pave the way for conversations like today. And you can be mad at me for having it. Don't be. That's silly. That's stupid. That's my job. I didn't create any of this. You've never heard me on this show compare Jaden Daniels to Robert Griffin III, injury-wise or not. As a matter of fact, I've gone out of my way since long before he was drafted to say, yeah, there are similarities. They both won the Heisman. They're both black. They're both athletic. They're both wiry frames. Jaden's a way better passer than Robert ever was. I've gone out of my way to say that. So don't come here with the nonsense, oh, you're just kicking up a hornet's nest for no reason. No, there's a column in The Athletic. Regina, his mom, Jaden's mom, went out on Twitter and blasted RG3, essentially, and you guys, and Robert responded. What do you want me to do? All right, back to the phones. Let's get you aboard on the radio showgram. Let's go to, where are we going here? Let's get to Dr. Sabah in the leadoff spot here. Dr. Sabah, how are you?
Ooh, hey there, Christopher. I just sent you pictures. I'm at the State Fair. I just sent you deep-fried pumpkin cheesecake.
Ooh.
I'm eating healthy today. I already had a deep-fried Oreo cookie. And biggest donut in the world. There was a long line. It took us like 30 minutes. $6 a donut. I'm only going to eat a little bit. Just a bite.
Just a bite.
And nothing
else. Just to tell you. I'm looking at the pictures now. Deep-fried pumpkin cheesecake.
Which
I don't know, I don't know if I've ever heard.
Oh, it's so good.
So how do they keep it together, though?
Let me tell you. They take a cheesecake, a slice, whether it's pumpkins, whatever, a cheesecake, right? On a stick, and they freeze it.
Oh.
Then they batter it and deep fry it for about 5 minutes, and it comes out. It's warm and then cold because the frozen is now just cold.
So it's perfect. It stays cold even in hot oil for 5 minutes?
Right.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, because it's frozen.
I know, but you know, you're still expecting. You're still expecting 325 degree oil. But okay,
no,
all right.
Uh-uh. Now it's just perfectly.
It looks
like a cheesecake,
wonderful.
Nice and cool.
It looks
it's
wonderful.
So delicious.
I mean, it's got a little powdered sugar, a little whipped cream
there. And they put the whipped cream.
Some pumpkin sauce. I guess it looks like cheesecake is the best.
Yeah, I know. I normally don't eat that way, but we didn't eat it all day, and we said, we're going to the fair. We come in the middle of the day, so the line will be only, half as less. It's still busy. $40 to park, too. Mm. This is Raleigh. Do they know where we are? Mm. It used to be $10. Anyway, all right, the comparison. I don't understand what you're talking about. How is there any comparison? I mean, it's just that they were both number two overall pick in the draft, Heisman Trophy winner, Rookie of the Year. Besides that, nothing else is similar, okay? Nothing else is similar. And I feel bad for the mom, for Jada's mom, you know, because she's getting flack for saying, stop manifesting RG3 of my son.
Yeah.
Well, out there in New England, they got the same problem with Drake May's mom. You see what she tweeted?
I did not. I gotta say, I'm good at a lot of things. I am not good at following moms on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. She said, stop manifesting Tom Brady on my son.
Oh. So she's worried in a different vein about.
Can you believe it?
Okay, so people are into this manifestation of words, right? Speaking it into existence. And listen, I get that if you believe that, but I don't believe that, so I kind of dismiss it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some similarities, but here, I wonder what the point I really want to talk about is. He needs to play. Okay, this guy needs to play because what I need to know is he the answer? He's not the answer just based on last year. Is he the answer? Okay, we can't have every time he has a bad game, now my knee hurts. And then he get a sack fumble, my hamstring. He said, I want to go back in. They said no. That's self-benching again. And then if he says he's ready, then I was negative. Why? We got to play. And since when does a quarterback have to have a perfect hamstring to play? Is he a running back? Is he a wide receiver? I don't care about his cut right, left, burst speed. He needs to play quarterback. Pass the ball. Read the defense, because I want to know if you can do those things, because those things last. I don't want short-term game for no long-term success. So that's my point. He needs to play.
All right.
I'm tired of this mess. Okay?
Enjoy the fried pumpkin cheesecake. There you go, Dr. Sabashi. Some fireball. And then some. Let's get to her compatriot next up. AA, MCO, Athens in Annapolis. What's up, AA?
Well, I think you have to be mindful of your audience with Robert. And, I mean, the aura of self-destruction has never dawned on him. And even 13 years later, he still continues to make an ass of himself. He has Shaq threatening to knock him out a few months ago because of what he was saying about Angel Reese. He's run back and forth with Ryan Clark. See, Robert's a classic example of somebody who had it all and then lost it and still wants to be in that world of who's who, but he's more of a who's he, and he'll always have that rookie year to you know, everybody come up and say he's the man, but really he was a bust. And Jaden acts nothing like Robert. I think Jaden has awareness of what's around him. I just think his mom just needs to be aware of, I understand it's her meal ticket. Like, she loves the attention. She's in the world of who's who, but it's all because of her son, and she's going to protect him no matter what. She doesn't want to lose that lifestyle. She wants to get him the big contract or whatever. But she's also got to be aware that there's nothing but predators online. Like, I call them telephone tough guys that just try and bait you in no matter what. And it's, the sooner she realizes that as an agent who's trying to, get other clients and what have you, and have representation, these clients don't want their agent on X or wherever saying, leave my client alone, whatever, regardless of whether it's their child or not. Your job is to make sure the contract gets done and protect your client or advise them as best as you can to not be like people like RG3. So, no, that gig's nothing like Robert. I don't think he ever will be. I think he's going to be a success. Just got to get more talent around him. They're just going through some adversity right now.
Sometimes adversity is good. Sometimes it's not fun, but sometimes it's good. And I like you know, just about everything you said there. So I'll let it go on that. Thank you, AA. Appreciate you. As always, have a good day. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Rick in Fayetteville next up on the Team 980. Rick, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up, Rick?
I'm doing good. First of all, I want to say that I ain't hating on you with this subject. I was just playing with the guy who answered this.
No. That wasn't anything at you. Day. I just know how this game is played. You know, like, people are going to think that I'm cooking this up just to get ratings and phone calls and whatever. But I mean, listen, I can only react to what's out there. You know, 90% of the time, sometimes I've got to come up with stuff and I've got to be forward thinking. That's my job. But in this case, it was done for me.
You only doing your job. Yeah. I commend you for it. But, no, I don't think it's any comparison. It's, you know, it's two different people, two different lifestyles. So, you know, we're just going for that. Now, the only thing I'm worried about is Dan Quinn going to turn into Ron Rivera. That's the only thing I'm worried.
Well, I had a good relationship with Ron. I think Ron is a better football person than the record and the decision process turned out to be over 4 years here. There's nobody that can say he did a good job. Right now, there were a lot of adverse circumstances and whatever. But I don't think we're dealing with that. But, you know, to your point, Rick, right? I mean, yesterday we said, hey, man, instead of firing Joe Witt, okay, maybe you demote him is a tough word, but maybe you to change things up to see if you can light a spark, maybe Dan Quinn or Ken Norton Jr., the linebackers coach who's been with Dan off and on for many years, going back to Seattle with Pete Carroll, maybe one of those guys takes over the play calling duties and you just try something, you know?
Yeah, you try something. I was trying to think of who else on defense could do, but I had forgot about Ken Norton Jr. I think that would be a good choice if he decided to do that. But knowing Dan, I think he's probably loyal to Joe Witt, so he probably won't do it. But, I mean, watching the game last night in Detroit against Tampa Bay, I mean, you know, they lost Aaron Glenn. But their defensive coordinator, he's down on the sideline, man, and that guy is full of energy, and that's how his players play. I don't know if you saw it last night, the Kelvin Shepherd with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch him on the sideline, his energy, man, it flows through the players. That's how they – his energy flows through the players. That's how they play. And look, with the whole thing about injuries, they had their whole starting secondary
was out.
Not playing last
was out.
Night.
And yeah.
Actually, one guy used to play with the Commanders.
Yeah, my buddy Ivan texted me about that last night as I was driving home from D.C. because I had a bunch of stuff. And you're right, the four starters. And I thought, because of that, well, you know, Baker Mayfield's got a chance to put up some big numbers here. But then Evans goes out with the clavicle. He's done for the season. Detroit's – you know, the one thing that Detroit – like, everybody's going to say, see, if Detroit can do it, why can't Washington, and I understand that. The one thing I would say is Detroit's got Aiden Hutchinson. You know, like, there's nobody as good as Aiden Hutchinson on the Commanders. Nobody
on the Commanders, right? But to go back to the football, I just want to see the young, like Doc Walker would say, the young puppies play. I think it gets to a point where you let Sennett play, you get Newton play. You got to find out what these guys can do, because if you don't, I mean, Wagner and Ursa, they're going to be retired. They're not even going to be in the NFL next year. So come on, man, let Sennett, what are you going to do, play 2 years and have two catches? I mean, come on, man, you got to let these guys play. You got to let McCaffrey, he's shown improvement, but, you know, you just got to find out what these guys
got. Got to open up everything and use the whole roster. I appreciate you, Rick. Thank you. I'll let you run on that because we are up against it. Take a quick time out. Paulie on the other side. Gary in Marlboro, Lappin, D.C. Hang in there. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We're not going to be talking about this the whole show. I do have a defensive question to tackle probably after 2:30 or so right here on the Team 980.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Alright, big night for me anyway in the NHL. Looking at Emily Kaplan right now on ESPN, who we love, has been on before. In Boston, Brad Marchand's return to Beantown with the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. First time since the trade last year. Capitals are in action tonight against the Seattle Kraken. Last of a four-game homestand after the loss on Sunday. Looks like Pierre-Luc Dubois going to be down once again. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Good to have you with us. Let's get back to it on the phones. Let's start with the aforementioned Paulie. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hail to the W, man. Rufio, what's good with you?
What's going on, Paulie?
Ain't too much, man. Ain't too much, man. Let me start out with Sabah and an idiotic statement she just made about why does a quarterback need a hamstring. It's the same reason why any player in any sport, in any position, has to have a healthy hamstring. Look what happened to Dorrance Armstrong, he should have never been playing, and his hamstring. It went from a strain to a pull. And he's gone for the year. I mean, that's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay, we know you don't like Jaden. You made that very known last year when we was going through the run we went through last year. Okay? But don't sit here and say, why does he need a hamstring? I need to see if he can read. If you don't know, he can throw the ball. He can read coverages. He's good in the pocket. He's been a little injury prone. Okay, but, you know, things like that happen. But to say, why do you have to have a hamstring? That just lets you know what your sports IQ is. You know, stick to basketball. You're good at that. You know what a three-point shot look like. Stick to that. Anyways, man, as far as the whole thing with Jaden and his mom, yo, his mom needs to shut up. I'm tired of hearing his mom. You're his agent. Almost in line with what Athens said. You're his agent. Make your mind up. You're going to be his agent or you're going to be his mother? If you're going to be his mother, you know, we see this all the time with players' parents, players' wives, girlfriends, online saying stuff they shouldn't say. But they say it anyways because they love their child, they love their significant other or whatever it is. But you're his agent. As an agent, You can't be going back and forth with fans, say, online. You see any other agents doing this? Russell, do you hear any other agents defending their players to fans online?
I mean, I can't say it never happens, but it doesn't happen a lot, yes.
Most of the time is in contract negotiation situations where you see an agent do that. But just off of just criticism about or comparison to another player, you don't see agents doing that. So his mother need to make her mind up of she want to be his agent or she want to be his mother. And if you're his agent, act like an agent, not like a parent.
That's a good point.
Period. Right? And RG3 is the type. I was telling G from the shop this, man. RG3 is like Beetlejuice. You say his name three times, he's going to appear. Because he's looking for the attention anyway. So if you're going to constantly say, and it's the second time that is known that she's cheated about his name. If you're going to say something about RG3 and you're somebody of prominence in the social media world or in just the regular media world, he's going to respond, good or bad. Because that's who he is. He's an attention seeker. And now you're giving him attention. All right? So be an agent and not his mother. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that part, man. Russell, was there anything you what's the defensive question you're going to ask? Let me answer that real quick. Let me get my 2 cents on that real quick, man.
The defensive question.
I'll keep it quick.
Yeah, the defensive question that I was going to ask is this. Is the defensive problems, A, coaching issue, not just a Joe White, that was legendary.
Joe Witt.
And not just Joe Witt. Coaching issues. Or is it a lack of talent because of A, commitment, or B, health?
All of the above.
That's one way to answer it.
No, I'm serious, though. Yeah. 33. You know, the coaches are not – I said this on CNN show. The coaches is coaching with low IQ, you know, schematically and personnel-wise. The players they got out there is playing with low IQ. How the hell the safety and the cornerback run each other every week? You know what I mean? That's low IQ from the players, you know, and you're a coach. How you know who not to play and who to play? Why the hell is Dorrance Armstrong on the field?
Hard to do, yeah.
And we don't need no heroes. So for me, it's all of the above. You named three categories, 33.
All right. Good job, Paulie. Thank you. That, man. I appreciate you.
Hail to the W,
there
baby.
You go. That is Paulie putting it down. All right, 301-230-0980. So you can help answer that. Is the defensive issues a coaching issue, meaning Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, Ken Norton, Daryl Tapp, Jason Simmons, like not just the defensive coordinator, which is all you guys know, and all many blowhards in the media know? Or is it a lack of talent because of A, non-commitment, B, mismanagement, C, health? Which one is it? And however you process that out, add that to the conversation next on the Team 980. All right, we'll start with the NFL, the Commanders players, with not only today off, but tomorrow a day of recovery, as they're calling it. They won't have a practice until Thursday, so we'll have to wait until at least then to see whether Jaden Daniels practices in full, limited, or not at all as they get ready for Kansas City Monday night at Arrowhead. Meanwhile, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has Bill Belichick and former Redskins head coach Mike Shanahan among the final 12 candidates for election and selection into the Hall of Fame for the 2026 class. Belichick, in his first year of eligibility, of course, the current North Carolina coach Tom Coughlin, also on that list, George Seifert, and Mike Holmgren as well in that group. Elsewhere, the World Series is now set between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game one will be Friday night after the Blue Jays outlasted the Mariners last night in an intense Game 7. You will hear George Springer's home run that sent them to the Fall Classic. Don Mattingly, for the first time in his 40-year baseball career, player, coach, manager, first time ever in a World Series. Meanwhile, congratulations to Kurt Suzuki. That's right, the Nationals catcher in 2019 and World Series champion. He's set to take over the managerial position for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. We mentioned yesterday that Albert Pujols had pulled out of the conversation and discussion. Suzuki, 42 years old, won the 2019 World Championship. Here, he's been a special assistant to the Angels general manager for the last 3 years, but he does have no professional coaching experience. So that will be interesting, and that's what's trending.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Nell Willingham just walked into the studio. He's coming up Burgundy and Gold today at 4 o'clock.
Was he giving you a hard time?
He was looking like he was mad at me through the window, and I kept giving him weird looks, too, and kind of just messing around. Mm-hmm. And he came in, and I was busting his chops about talking about hand technique on the defensive line, because that's how Linnell rolls.
So you started it, basically.
Right. Well, I mean, I kind of poked the bear a little bit. And then I said, plus, you left the studio a mess, like you always do, set up for him. The chair, low hydraulics, like, you know, baby bottom jeans or whatever that song used to be, bell bottom jeans, whatever it was, low, 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 low. The computer eating the audio board. So nobody can see anything. I mean, you know, I'm surprised he didn't leave his lunch around so that I had to clean that up as well. And here I am talking about having to clean up after somebody, after Grant had to clean up my quasi desk. By the way, AMAC got, we mentioned this earlier, went to Chick-fil-A, was very kind to buy me lunch. And he had suggested, it's been a long time since I've been to Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A, I just try to avoid it, right? But I had not had their new chicken sandwich. And it was, I don't know, like a pretzel club, right? Is that what you call it, right? Pretzel bun club, whatever, with bacon and fried chicken and cheese and a little bit of lettuce. The only thing I didn't have on there, it had like a buttered toasted bun, the pretzel bun. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, it took me about 2 hours to eat it. But it was so good, even like not piping hot. I can't imagine how good it would be fresh served.
You got to do the spicy one too. I know you said you don't like the spicy.
No, I like spicy depending on what we're talking about. But I will tell you, I went to dinner last night with my fraternity guys, Phi Sigma Kappa at American University. We went to this place called Leah's in Chevy Chase, right on Wisconsin, or right off of Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah.
Italian-style restaurant. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
I had not been there. I ate too much. I had too many appetizers. I had something with gnocchi and pancetta and like a cream kind of sauce with herbs.
Mm.
And then, of course, I had a slice of cake afterwards. I forgot what kind of cake it was. It was like some kind of cheesecake, actually. Pecan cheesecake?
Sensational.
I think with whipped. Oh, my God. So good. Nice. But I have had like acid indigestion since that dinner, and so I was like, spicy, probably better off, discretion the better part of valor, hold off. So I went with the original. But let me tell you something. You have now not only one-upped me and bought me lunch, but you've now earned a certain status. You know what that status is?
No.
The right to recommend for the rooster.
Mm.
So, what I'm trying to get at is...
You're going
to
try one of my bougie salads.
I don't know about that, because that's a weird-ass salad that you get. But...
Weird and because it's a salad?
No, I love salad. I eat salad all the time. It's just weird. Like, you put, like, barbecue chicken on it and corn and...
It's a pre-made salad at Sweetgreen.
Anyway, but... I have now moved into the category of trust AMAC.
Mm.
If you make a recommendation for the rooster, I very much might be willing to explore and examine and try. Whereas before today, we did not have that kind of relationship.
I like how there's like four disclaimers before eventually getting to trying it. Yeah, I may be on a good day if the sun's right and I'm feeling good.
And sunny,
yeah, then I may
try. Commanders win, and which, you know what I mean.
And it doesn't even get around to like a definitive answer. Yeah. It's like, I might try it. So it's just, it goes from, I would never try anything AMAC ever recommends.
Let me tell you something, brother. You hit a grand slam with this. You won up George Springer last night. Okay. Now, do you know who George Springer is?
That baseball guy.
Baseball guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball guy.
He played for one of those two teams.
Yeah, one of those two teams. Oh, Canada.
He's Canadian.
Yes. He plays for a Canadian team, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm. I knew that.
You did?
I was testing you.
Mm, okay. All right. Anyway, all right, let's get back to the phones. So we were, again, also asking whether it is a coaching issue, and I mean more than just the defensive coordinator. Like, everybody just can name the defensive coordinator. Nobody thinks about anything other than the defensive coordinator. You don't think of the rest of the coaching staff. You don't think of the fact that Dan Quinn, as much as I like Dan Quinn, was a preeminent defensive coordinator. And he's involved in all of this, guys. He's on the headsets. He's hearing every call. He's in meetings. Sure, there's some autonomy granted to Joe Witt, but Dan Quinn's involved too. This is much, 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 much bigger than a Joe Witt problem. Much bigger. And that's why I came up with the question that I'm asking to you guys at 301-230-0980 is, what do you put it on? Is it a coaching issue, not a Joe Witt issue, a coaching across the board issue? Or is it what I think it is, which is health mixed with a lack of resource, mixed with talent that unfortunately has regressed. And what I mean by unfortunately has regressed is we don't know when players are drafted or traded for or signed how they're going to respond in a new team, new city, new system, new staff. Happens all the time. Teams make mistakes all the time. But here's why I don't think it's coaching as to why these guys regressed. Specific to Quan Martin, Marshawn Lattimore to a lesser degree, Mikey Sanristil, Frankie Louvu, even though he started to come on, and anyone else you want to throw out. They were here last year under the same coach, same coaching staff. They're all having mediocre or bad years. Did the coaching staff that helped them have big time, significant years last year? Oh, did it change? Did they forget how to coach? Or are those guys just having bad years or down years or disappointing years? What is it? You tell me. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Gary Marlborough on the Team 980. Gary, sorry about the long wait. How are you?
No worries. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Look, on this last issue, I think it's on Adam Peters, okay? I still have confidence in him, but I think that last year, and I've said this on other shows, when you give up 55 points in your last playoff game and you were one of the worst defenses in the league last year, I thought he should have put more of the resources on getting some top-notch free agents. And maybe he tried, but the result being is what you have. They just changed chess pieces. They didn't upgrade the defense, in my opinion, at all, except with Amos. I like the pickup of Amos, but along the defensive line, all of these guys were average players. And when you put a bunch of average players out there, you're going to get an average result. And I don't think they upgraded the defensive line. And you're asking Joe Witt to play with basically the same types of players he had last year to improve. And so I put it on Adam Peters. I'm a little nervous about his drafting. And I think when you have $90 million in salary cap space and you gave up 55 points in your last game, I thought that you needed to put a lot of your focus on getting and seriously upgrading the talent. And he didn't do that, okay? These guys along the defensive line were average players, and he didn't add anything to it. So I'm not putting all the blame on Joe Witt. I'm not putting the blame on the coach. I lay the talent on the field is the problem, and Adam Peters is 100% in control of that. And so I blame him.
Let me just jump in and say I largely agree with you. But is it fair to blame Adam Peters 100%? And how about not the players, right? Isn't it a player's job to get better, to do their job better, well, whatever?
It is. But these are the same players, the guys in the secondary mainly, are the same players that were on the field last year. Okay? The changes that were made were along the defensive line. The linebackers are the same. The main thing that he did was try to upgrade the defensive line, and he obviously didn't do that. I know that, you know, some people are saying Kinlaw is playing better, but it's not translating to anything that is making them a better defense. I think when you had $90 million in salary cap space and you didn't get one top 100 free agent on defense, and I checked three of those lists over the summer, I think that lays at the feet of Adam Peters. I saw this coming. I called your show. I called other people's shows. I didn't see this defense getting any better. And here we are. I was wrong on some things, but I was right on this.
Largely, you were right.
Largely, I was right. I've been wrong on some things. But on this one, I saw this coming. And I think you can't blame the defensive coordinator for not being a better defense when you don't have better players. I'll admit, I thought
they did make some nice additions. Unfortunately, a bunch of those nice additions, Will Harris, Dietrich Wise, are now hurt and have been hurt. And now Dorrance Armstrong's lost for the season. And other guys that I was counting on taking a step forward have taken a step back. I appreciate the phone call. It's a good call, as always. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, more calls plus a pretty crazy stat that I just asked Sumer Sports Brain to pull up for me. Wait till you hear this one. I'll have it for you next. All right, before we get back to a call or two, here's the number that I wanted to give you. Last week, I said, hey, man, something that's really worried me was in the Atlanta and Chargers games, back-to-back weeks, weeks 4 and 5, heading into week 6 against the Bears on a Monday night, granted, even with an extra day off. The Commanders' defense had been on the field, not all their fault, for 34-plus minutes in each of those two games at Atlanta, at the Chargers. So I wanted to look back. I think that had an effect in the fourth quarter against the Bears, and then on a short week, certainly didn't help, even though they played less against the Bears than they did against Atlanta and the Chargers. They were dealing with a super short week, Monday night to Sunday afternoon in Dallas against an explosive big-time offense. So I wanted to look back as I asked Sumer Sports, the brain beta thing that we keep telling you about, which you can go check out, sumersports.com. It's really cool. When was the last time, besides the Commanders, that an NFL team defense was on the field for 34-plus minutes in back-to-back games? Here's what I found out. The Baltimore Ravens defense has done it not once, but twice already this year. Weeks 4 and 5, the same weeks that the Commanders did it, of the current season, the Ravens were on the field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Ravens defense was on the field for 34-plus minutes against the Chiefs in week 4 at the end of September. And then 37.5 minutes the next week against Houston in week 5, also at home in Baltimore. And the Ravens also did it in weeks 1 and 2. Remember, they lost that crazy game in Buffalo. And then they came home. I forget who they beat. Cleveland, maybe? And the Pittsburgh Steelers defense also had done the same. They had been on the field in back-to-back games for 34-plus minutes in weeks 3 and 4. And the Steelers defense has largely stunk this year, guys. Think about that. The Commanders, I don't know if they've ever recovered defensively from that. I don't know. Speaking of the Ravens, I have a news item that we got to get to. We're going to have to hold off on taking more calls for this short little segment here. I will get to Jay and David and Lap in just a sec. Ravens have done something that makes your boy very, very happy. I'll tell you what it is next.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.